All right, are you ready?
Yeah, hold on, let me get finished flirting with this girl.
It's less important than ship hosting, Paul.
Yeah, all right, are you ready?
Is it Lanxy?
No.
Okay, fucking my
Another
pimp.
slot. Another slot.
All right.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Lame gay films, more like. Want Autosan, more like. Gay cave painting, more like.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What? Is this?
This set in
This set in
America?
America?
1-900-976 Jews, more like. I can hear an echo of myself for some reason.
It's me.
Very annoying and gay. Okay, thank you very much.
That Ronald Reagan?
maybe.
No, that's the guy from season 5 of Dexter.
Oh, yeah. The
Jordan Chase.
Take it! If only. This is fucking Stevie and his mom. Why you gotta make me feel so guilty, Ma?
What cut?
Would a house blow up if you break the radiator?
No.
Okay, good. Just checking.
The fuck is going on?
Think it's like his mum doesn't let him leave the house or something? Or he locks his mum in a closet or something. I don't know. They're having a fight and she's scared or something. It's literally like Stevie and his mum.
This scene is triggering me.
Why?
It's making me uncomfortable.
Good. I guess it's doing its job.
Let me just imagine how Ted Cruz is.
Probably, probably is what Ted Cruz's family life is like.
Did you not pray 5 minutes ago? You're supposed to pray every 10 minutes.
I'm sorry, Ted.
You're going into the Bible room.
Requiem for a meme. She.
Pause your movie for half a second.
Alright. I did it. Oh, okay. I thought you meant Metaphorical half a second now. I'm probably like several seconds behind. Tyrone! Well, a white woman. White woman.
Hell yeah, I want to suck all their toes.
Oh, he is literally selling the TV for drugs, I guess.
That's Chicago, Illinois.
What the shithole?
Emily Blunt's in this?
Smoke a blunt, nigga.
Jerry Leto was in this?
It's damaged. That's Jared Leto right there, mate. Before he became
say?
Damaged. Well, yeah.
Holy fuck.
Seems to be him.
Holy fuck. Jennifer Aniston's in?
I guess.
Holy shit. Anna Kendrick?
If only. Stevie's winner will.
What was that awful movie we watched?
Get a Job.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hilarious.
Yeah, that was great. I love Jewish women and they're very funny. What name just popped up for you to make sure I'm not like hilariously back in time? When you said pause for a second, I thought you were like going to the bathroom or something.
No.
This music is in every like Reptilians Exposed video on YouTube.
I like this song, but I don't like the background.
It's like the Saw theme tune.
Yeah.
This is like the origin story of Jigsaw when he got annoyed at his TV being chained to a metal pipe. So like he was like, I'll do this to people when I grow up.
Mm.
Starting with this nigger who deserves to be in a chain.
Whoa.
Summer Glow?
That's heroin.
Hell yeah, dude.
Makes niggers funky. Heroin.
What's a geep?
I have no idea.
A racist thing, I hope.
Definitely.
How's it going, babe? What's the fuck? Usual? Fucking pigs. Just steal the cop's gun.
Fuck himself.
Get it for free.
What? What?
Skill.
This has gotta be
Yeah, this is a typical American cop. Wow, this is like a fume or something. What the fuck? I guess this was made ages ago where like police don't just like pull out a gun and blow it. Must have been offensive. No, just shooting cops in your fantasies. I didn't realize. Are American cops allowed to just like, oh, that's the ring-a-ding-ding man from Breaking Bad.
Oh shit, you're right.
Uncle, whatever the fuck, the epic wheelchair bomb man, just from like my Reddit memes. Hector, where? Typical fucking Jew dealing in stolen stuff.
Thank
you, Mr. Remember
the 6 million.
1,976 Jews. BBC. He's thinking of BBC right now. She's touching the dark chocolate. They got the Jews? Jew it up?
That's what it sounded like.
Hmm?
That's what it sounded like.
Hmm. Is she Jewish?
I would say yes.
Hmm. It's Hollywood.
Ew, straight white relationships, gross.
Boo.
Yeah, jack him off on the elevator.
Domestic violence.
what it looked like.
Just about right.
The cinematography is really good in this movie.
Imagine having to physically move an aerial to get a TV signal. Like, what the fuck? Is that still a thing in America?
No.
Good. I was, like, completely turned off here a few years ago, and I knew an autistic girl from TV who was obsessed with teletext, if you know what that is, like the text service that was broadcast to televisions, and you had to actually wait for the page to change. She was, like, very upset about that, since that was, like, her autistic obsession. Gold Farb. Goldstein, probably. What's this cum doing all over my dress?
I look hot tonight, says Hillary Clinton.
Then, like, Paige Shills go like, oh yeah, of course, man. At least you have a dad.
Which is fine, you know, it's great. It's just money is never what I really wanted from them, you know? That's pretty much all I have to get.
Fucking white privilege. Effects. Thug life.
I don't find her hot at all.
She's not Jewish enough for my liking.
Yeah, I guess.
The janitor's on TV turning up.
Yeah, pissing those people off.
Mildly inconveniencing those janitors, it was so hot.
Yeah, it's called bulimia, bitch. American.
Oh, no. What about burgers?
Yeah, so far this movie seems pretty bad. I don't see the hello visitor. How am I gonna not stuff my face with funnel cake? every day. They live in the prisoner's house?
I guess.
When did they take his shoes off? I want to see feet. Even Gerald let his.
Some damaged feet. What? Oh, spray tan. That was like some like Eastern mysticism or something.
I wouldn't mind putting some sun in her box.
I would, since I'm not into old ladies or white.
Oh, hell yeah, Tyrone.
Woman. Shit, I love how his name's Tyrone. Someone like tries it and finds what you're doing and kills you. Donald Trump's skin.
Never been to TV.
I mean, an of age girl, obviously. She was her feet. She was her feet. Oh, she's. Oh, it says belly button. I was like, oh, it's Lexi. Why are they using split screen when they're actually like sitting face to face that close?
Because Jared Leto's gay as fuck. He didn't actually want
to. Okay, that explains it.
Some numbers, and it's not impossible. I mean, you know, you could do it. You should do it. We could do it together. What do you think?
Did he just teleport to...
That's what the magic cloak's for.
Oh, I see.
Just like the cape. It's like torture for Americans.
The fuck? I don't even put sugar in my coffee.
I don't drink coffee at all.
Have you ever had it?
I've tried it once because there was an episode of Luther where he drinks coffee with Alice. And I was like, maybe coffee is not so bad. But then it was like, oh, it is.
What?
She's like horrified by having to eat healthy.
No American would ever take that long to eat.
It's all bush.
Holy fuck.
Probably American.
I did not see that coming.
An American American.
Oh, that belly button.
Why is there like footage of like a cell or something in like an organic body before she's taken it?
I mean, I guess you don't know how drugs work. As soon as you see them, like, your body starts getting all excited.
Okay.
And well, your body is immediately high.
Okay, yeah.
If I put cocaine in front of you, you'd be like, oh, I'm high as shit before you even start it. That's how drugs
work. Okay. This is like American Ovish. This was like Stevie the other day. I don't know if you were there, but he was having a Chinese or something, and he'd eaten too much, and he started screaming to himself, no, I can't eat anymore. No, no, I've had enough. Just, I need to put it away. And he was like fighting with himself not to eat it. It was amazing.
So badass bitch.
My Louise, she lost 50 pounds just like that.
Like that?
Like what? Poof. What'd you do? Put her in a red box?
When they amputated her leg from diabetes.
He gave her pills. You don't want to eat.
So, what's so good about that? I mean, I'm sitting here not thinking about chopped liver and pastrami all right.
You know, you really shouldn't talk like that when someone's on a diet.
Oh, big deal. I'll sneak another wedge of grapefruit. I'm thinking Finn.
Oh, Sarah, the mailman.
Sarah Goldstar.
They're all fat as fuck.
I'm expecting something.
You're like the Sarah epic Gold. Conspiracy music has turned up. What horrible thing is going to happen to prevent her from going to this? Like gangbangers are going to kill her or something.
No fucking guys.
Isn't that one of like the Wayne brothers who do like stupid comedy movies?
Yep.
But I'm all niggers.
Yes, soul power, brother. ISIS bomb, please. Oh yeah, marijuana, hardcore drug.
Yeah, they're gonna start hallucinating.
Get up and eat some of that coffee with sugar.
Oh, yeah, he's hallucinating from all the weed.
Yeah. Happens, Ruby.
Discovered he has the power of teleportation.
Wow, weed actually seems like an amazing drug. I should try this. Every time I smoke weed, it's exactly.
Stevie teleports into my room every time he smokes weed and we play games one-on-one.
Oh, fuck, then it.
Huh? There it is, baby.
chance. It's BBC. You want to try? Play it right. We can get a pound of pure. But if we get wasted, we'll fuck it up.
I don't. Hey, look, I ain't trying to jab you, Jim.
I thought jive was a good thing.
Sneakers all
ripped
up,
my nose
running down to my chin. Nah.
Oh, so those black people have been insulting me all my life.
Yeah.
Fucking blackies.
Fair enough.
The weird cell coming out the screen. Yeah. I was gonna cut my drugs up, but then I got high. I had a stupid scheme, but then I got high.
Oh, he's back on the dock. You know, if that's what you get for heroin versus weed, I think I'm taking the weed.
I guess this is like the deep comparisons between being addicted to drugs and being addicted to sugar.
Seems like drugs are better. American Simulator 2000. Well, it looks like she's been smoking pot because.
Yeah, she's getting hallucinations.
Pizza. Yeah, a banana. You can eat all this you want.
It gives her x-ray vision, too.
Why doesn't she just fucking shove
cotton balls down her mouth?
That's how I feel right now. Donuts. Yeah. 911?
Help me, I need a burger.
Hi, McDonald's. You deliver?
McDonald's really should deliver.
I don't understand why you gotta see him. She looks cute there. For Christ's sake. Because I don't want him mentioning to my parents.
She has to suck off her fucking therapist. Jealous of the BBC? Rape. Rape scene.
Stop that.
Edgy. Damaged, even. I was waiting for the new feminist frequency video.
Looks exactly like my last boss.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was he?
Except he was a
manly.
She's fine, thank you. Actually, yeah, he was Jewish.
Of course.
How small's your cock?
Anything? What?
I
just have something in my hair. Come.
Come.
Oh, is she gonna turn to drugs to get skinny?
Yeah.
Here, Mom, try this heroin I've been selling.
Get out of here, Muslim. Some should have a fucking Star of David on you.
I see you're a little overweight.
Finally, someone white.
I have 50 pounds I'm willing to donate.
We can take care of that. No problem.
I'm going to prescribe vegetables.
You fat fucking American.
Oh man, he's got high as shit. He was drinking soda.
Please. Why is there an alarm sound effect? Weird fucking cellar.
I don't know. What's even fucking going on?
I'm high. She's getting high on the glue she's using to paste the photos. When does someone try Gencom? Need to make a Gencom movie.
Oh, coming up, I'm sure. That's what...
It's the black guy's business plan is. Yo, no, man, you can get high and shit. Shit. Ugh.
I've been clicking Google Ads all day.
I've had Pack TV running on all my phones.
Oh, that woman stole our money, huh? Oh, not yet. I'm sure it's gonna happen, though. Everything's so perfect.
Purple in the morning. Blue in the afternoon.
Merry medicated.
That's my three meals, Mr. Smartass.
Yeah, sounds healthy.
And diet pills real?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm surprised I haven't heard more about them.
Americans just get fat. Okay, that looks really healthy.
A burger is a burger. Maybe she should get rid of the unhealthy food.
I was literally
just... She's not staring at her fridge every day.
Well, she started clapping.
Oh, yeah. Clapsercise.
Time to trip.
Belize it.
Come on now, Alice. Got plenty of time for that.
Why isn't she a white woman?
With these new mirrors I got.
Whoa, mirrors. Cool.
This marijuana is making me trip out, man.
I see 18 dimensions. Oh, flashbacks.
One day, I get really high and weak.
Love your mama, huh?
I'm tripping out, man.
Just thinking about you.
He's fucking his mom.
That's why I'm all sad, you ugly shit.
Blacks are scared. She. Killing crackers.
The finest box I've ever laid my eyes.
See the bird?
My mother, you know, I've been thinking about getting something for her, you know, like. Present is something that I didn't know I was gonna get until now.
And
I finally some drugs so she can get skinny.
What's her fix? Television, right? I mean, if ever there's a TV junkie, it's an old lady. I figure I owe her a new set anyway, with all the wear and tear it got from being slapped back and forth all day all the time.
We really love her.
So wait, he would sell the TV and his mom would buy it back. Sell thing.
This movie seems extremely redundant.
Like, I guess that's what being addicted is like.
Yeah, I guess.
Too deep for your pleb. So she wants to lose weight to be on a TV show about losing weight. Americans. I can't wait until I'm old and my teeth are falling out and I can just get some dentures, then my teeth will be straighter and it'll be like easier to eat and shit won't get caught in them constantly.
Can't wait till this bitch dies in the plot move.
There you go.
Oh, hell yeah.
Why aren't these blacks rice mixing? Literally turned into like black.com or whatever. Is there a website just for black people having sex with black people? I doubt it.
Well, fucking niggas, you know.
It's Harry! Harry! Oh!
Hey, Ma! Easy! You crushed me, for God's sake!
With your fat ass! Yeah, please don't put any sugar in this.
I could go out and get something if you want. I don't have anything in the house, but Ada would have something, a cupcake maybe? You want something to eat?
No, no, Ma, nothing. Please, shit, you're making me dizzy, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. You notice anything about me, huh? You notice I'm slimmer?
Well, yeah, you're sexy, Mom.
25 pounds, can you believe it? And that's only
wow, you make me want to eat your ass, Mom.
Really great, I'm really happy. Real busy.
Oh, yeah? You got a good job? You're doing real well?
Yeah, real good, real good.
What kind of business?
Well, I'm sort of a distributor, like, for a big importer.
Oh, hey, oh, I'm so happy.
Kick.
You're killing me. Jesus, you didn't lift the weights?
I always knew you could do that.
Well, you were right, Ma.
Now maybe you'll meet a nice girl and have a baby. Manhattan Beach. He's got a house on the Esplanade. Garment business.
Yeah, just real big women's
on. Wow.
Hey, before you go
me
back
too.
All over again and make me forget, Mom. tell you is that I got you a present.
Right? I don't need a present, just have a baby.
Would you let me tell you what I got here? Will you, Ma? Christ, you were really something else today, you know that? Look, I know.
Are the fat pills like speed or something? The doctor just gave her speed or something.
Seems so.
I mean, I know I can't change anything that's happened, but I want you to know that I love you. And I'm sorry. And I want you to be happy. So I got your brand new TV set. It's going to be delivered in a couple of days. It's from Macy's.
Oh! See how good your son is? He knows what it's like for his mother living all alone.
Is she talking to her imaginary friend or something?
Mom, you sound like you've been hitting the pot.
Hey, Mom. You want uppers?
What?
You want uppers? You're on diet pills, ain't you?
I told you, I'm going to a specialist.
That's what I thought. You're making a croaker for speed, ain't you?
Harry, are what? You all right? I'm going to a doctor.
What does he give you, Ma? Does he give you pills?
Of course he gives me pills. He's a doctor.
What kind of pills?
American doctors.
A purple one, a blue one, an orange one.
Like I don't know anything about pills and diet pills, just not being an American.
How should I know it's in it?
Does this stuff make you feel good, sorta, and give you lots of pep?
Yeah, a little.
A little? Ma, I can hear you grinding your teeth from here.
Yeah, that goes away at night.
At night?
Yeah, when I take the green one. 30 minutes, I'm asleep. Oh, just like that.
Ma, you gotta cut that stuff loose. I'm telling you, it's no good.
What do you mean it's no good? 25 pounds I've lost.
Big deal, so what? You wanna be a dope fiend, for Christ's sake?
What is with the dope fiend? Am I foaming at the mouth or something? He's a nice doctor.
I am telling you, that croak was no good.
How come you know so much, huh? How come you know more about medicine than a doctor?
Believe me, Ma, no. It's strong now, for Christ's sake.
Oh, come on. I almost fit in my red dress. The one I wore to your high school graduation. When your father liked so much. I remember how he looked at me in that red dress.
Mama, what's the big deal about the red dress?
I'm going to wear it. You don't know. I'm going to be on television. I got a call and an application. And
Ma, who's pulling your leg?
No. I'm telling you, I'm going to be a contestant on television. I don't know when yet. They haven't put it in yet. But you'll see how proud you are when you see your mother in a red dress.
This is like exactly like Stevie's mother.
What is the big deal about being on television?
Yeah, with her, like, fucking harebrained schemes. I think that's where he gets it from.
Sounds like it. Remember when he's gonna invest in alpacas?
Everybody likes me. Soon, millions of people will see me and they'll all like me. I'll tell them about you, your father.
Oh, poor people and all their fucking weird pipe dreams.
Mom, you're completely unlikable.
Not just staying in bed all day like me.
To fit in the red dress. It's a reason to smile. It makes tomorrow all right. Make the bed or wash the dishes. I do them. But why should I? I'm alone. The top is gone. You're gone. I got no one to care for.
Guess you should just join ISIS.
Have they shown this girl the internet?
Let's see when this
literally
movie was
impossible
made.
To.
It was 2000s. It's about time to get an internet connection. Thankfully, like, that's literally the truth. And, like, in 2016, fucking losers like this, really, I just spend all day on the internet. The fucking, this woman's, like, twitching kitten.
Yeah, except they're not miserable.
Yeah.
Totally content.
Yeah, God bless the internet.
Not when I get the sun, I smile.
And they can get on Facebook and everyone will fucking love them on Facebook. That was literally, like, the conclusion of an American Horror Story episode character arc where there was this woman who, she was like a ghost that was haunting a hotel, and she died in like the 80s, and she was like obsessed with being like popular, and she would like befriend the ghosts or like the other guests at the hotel and try and like be their best friend, and if they ever had a falling out she would like freak out and kill them. And then they cured her character defects by giving her an iPhone and letting her get on, telling her what Facebook was, and then she started becoming like an Instagram celebrity and would take pictures with her and all her friends, and she'd get lots of likes, and she was like, oh, I'm finally at rest. And then she could pass on, and it was like, oh, yeah. God bless the internet. Oh, the weird cell thing disappeared. He heard me talking shit and didn't show up.
Yeah, this taxi cab had no problem. This guy just fucking shooting up his back seat.
Well, he says you're coming up quick, kid.
Thanks, man.
This nigga can't even speak.
He says you're smart.
And he's Elzark.
No, he's like a monk. He's like Coco the Chimp.
Wow, they didn't talk that monkey sound that much.
They're evolving.
Elzark. Remember that. Don't be a death hater either.
Oh shit, you got a white driver.
You see, well, I hear that. Oh.
Americans call autumn fall because leaves fall down. This is like what a small child would call the season. What happens? His own driver killed him.
Yeah.
Like he heard him be like, oh, you got a white driver. Like, niggas have pushed me too far. Went full George Zimmerman on
him. Trayvon, nigga, Trayvon!
She's hallucinating from all the weed the TV's on. I literally don't understand what pills she's taking.
Their uppers may accelerate your like heart rate and shit.
Okay, and but also like controls your diet?
No, it's just like you're not hungry. Well, you're hungry, but
you don't notice it?
No, it's like so, you know when you exercise, you burn a lot of calories?
In theory.
It burns them up because it increases your heart rate.
Oh, really? Okay, so it's not to control your appetite, it's to make you lose weight through raising your heart rate. Okay, that's weird. Wouldn't that make you sweat a lot?
Yeah.
Okay, isn't that unsafe for your heart to be at an elevated
Absolutely.
Americans. But,
like, when I have a cup of coffee, I just start, like, profusing sweat.
I'm gonna have to add that to the list of things that's wrong with America, which is increasing exponentially.
It's a 4 megabyte Word document.
I'll actually tell you how big it is.
The suicide pill. When is she gonna take the red pill?
Yeah, it's just literally our doctor's fucking juice. It's 296 kb. It's a pure text file.
I don't understand why she's watching this.
Yeah, me either, since it's like a show about losing weight.
She's fantasizing about me. But I again want to be on a different...
Taking far too much marijuana. She. Tyrone BBC?
They got most of our cash. You're up for consort.
Shit.
This is a war between the Italians and the blacks.
Shit.
Put all the shit down in Florida for guys like Brody who are all knocked off.
Shit.
One's got a thing.
Said Big Tim.
Timbo. Well, I only got boy pussy. He's gonna pimp his girlfriend. That. He's gonna pimp himself. Shit. Yeah, that's a good way to dispose of a body. That must be the blacks disposing of the Italians. White people wouldn't do that. American doctors. Want some cum? This is very Lisa. I remember Lisa bitching at me about not having any weed. And I said, why don't you just, like, keep a stash of weed for when you don't have any weed? And she got really fucking angry at the prospect of delaying gratification. And she, after I calmed her down, she managed to explain that the feeling of having weed there but not smoking it is worse than just not having weed at all. Because she literally couldn't control herself, and trying to would be agonizing. And it would just annoy her. It's like, oh yeah, that's... That's a drug addicted lizard fucking scumbag.
Doesn't she have a fucking scale at her house? Like,
I wouldn't surprise me if the average American doesn't. I have like a smart weighting thing that I can't use because it's like extremely hard to program it.
I have a fucking scale. And all it ever tells me is I'm 30 pounds underweight.
Thanks, Mr. Skill. Does it literally, like, yell at you? Or, like, it literally says...
Yeah, they're like, go get... It's an American scale, so it's always begging me to go eat cheeseburgers. Instead of a number, it just pops up with the number of cheeseburgers. Like, 12! So I'm like, oh. Okay. I think I'll stick to my yogurt, though.
I weighed myself the other day... I got my dad to, because I don't know how to use the fucking machine, and it was 113 pounds. So I'm like gaining
Jesus
weight.
Jesus fucking
yeah,
Christ.
I'm really fat now.
Well, I'm scrawny as fuck, and I'm like 160.
Oh god. How tall are you? What are we gonna
do? 6 foot.
I'm a big guy.
Well, are you?
5'8". I managed to grow an inch somehow. What are you
talking about? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so it's not like I have a good excuse. But at least it's over 100 pounds, so it's progress. Since it was unironically like 95 last time I weighed, like 2 years ago.
I'm sorry, they were yelling too loud. What was that?
at least it's over £100 instead of like £95 or £96 like 2 years ago.
And Jesus.
Like, about to die.
Maybe you're just trying to understand the Jews' plight.
Yeah.
Or you're cosplaying as something that never happened.
And most cosplays are fictional after all. Bad news is, well, I'm black.
He's wearing a fedora.
Is he?
Looks like it. It probably isn't, though. No. It's like one of those Russian hats. He's Shanka.
A daisy hat, as I call it.
What the fuck you gonna do? Man, they ain't gonna lay no nickel bag on you. That's for damn sure.
What are we gonna give to? Well, your parents won't even return your
Holy
car.
Holy fuck, her outfits are awesome.
I went to see her getting pimped out.
I like when there's a choker general in the funny threads. You're like, who wore it better? This 12-year-old girl? This 11-year-old?
Just cock my shit up.
It's a sucking bitch.
This reminds me of a Reddit thread that I've seen screen captures of, where like this girl is posting in our relationships or something, where her boyfriend wanted to have like a threesome with another guy. She was like, oh, that's, like, quite liberal of you. Like, it sounds fun, so they do it. Then afterwards, the other guy says, like, so how long have you been hooking for? She's like, what? Like, yeah, like, I paid your boyfriend for this. How much have you been hooking for? And she doesn't realize that her boyfriend's been pimping her out with this guy. And I was like, welcome to Reddit. Only a fucking Redditor would, like, get pimped out without knowing it.
No, it's nothing like that.
I mean, a video game designer, yeah. Just like Zoe Quinn. Who's this? Our therapist.
Oh, that fucking... No, it's our fucking
dad.
Client.
Our client, is she fucks? Because she's a whore? Or is she wants to sell dresses to her or something?
Fucking whore.
Oh.
I didn't mean fucking whore, but she's a fucking whore.
All women are whores, to be honest.
True.
It's time. I have a favor to ask. Then cuts back in a smug peppy. Your hairline's offensive.
Please.
Not how he's got katanas in the background. Unsheathed katana. Nothing personal for. But I want you to stick this up my ass. Just like my Japanese pornos.
I thought he was gonna break her neck. Like, yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Man. Die.
Then he gets the katana.
Said you guys.
He's thinking about getting cut.
A cut, can he?
Weird stealthing.
Oh, you're so much bigger than my boyfriend. Why does everybody watch shit TV shows in this movie?
Yeah. Like, she's got a new TV. Watch something. Is it like watch some fucking SpongeBob or something.
Family Feud on or some shit. Take your shoes off in the house.
Very good. I had to say that while yawning, and it was very stressful, but I managed to get a little American in it.
She got progressively hotter throughout this movie.
Oh yeah, the more she gets sexually abused, the hotter she gets, like all women.
Not sexual abuse, she literally paid to have sex.
Yeah. Fucking whore. Asking for it. Did she actually get paid for it, or is she like, I can't follow her plotline?
Yeah, she got paid
for it. Okay.
When she asked for the lights off, she wasn't there.
So she wasn't just seducing him to buy her dry seas or whatever the fuck?
No.
Okay.
Bubba Bubba. Boring movie, stupid movie.
When you see a really bad post on the forum. If I know anything about how fucking pathetic men are, I think a woman that attractive wouldn't have to actually have sex or money. She could probably just, like, not even get a boyfriend, but, like, take some loser on a date who would literally give her money or something.
That's exactly right.
Like, CAG doesn't have to be a literal whore. She, like, goes on dates with some sad old artistic man, and John gives her money. Since, like, most prostitutes in real life seem to be really fucking ugly or fat or old or something.
I bet you fucked him, didn't you? Yeah, you told me to.
Oh, okay.
I did? I was high as shit.
Sorry, the poll memes were getting to me. A requiem for a meme. Let's see the BBC. Anytime a character is addicted to BBC and they, like, flash BBC up on the screen. No offense to David Fincher, whoever directed this movie, but this is like very, very over edited, and they keep having like extremely obvious, like the sound design goes apeshit whenever anything happens. Like, people are laughing in the background, and it's like, oh, you saw that scene in The Godfather where the train is noisy and an intense scene, and you want to apply it to everything. Good work, deep movie.
Really.
Then I remember this is like one of the best it's movies ever made in good. Cinema's fucking shit, a shit art form, and all human art is shit. And you should just take drugs.
Money, dumbass. Oh yeah, this isn't inconspicuous at all. Yeah, drugs, woo!
Also, like, not to be racist, but I think it's quite rare for, like, scummy druggy people to race mix. It seems like they're usually, like, they literally are in, like, sort of a gang formation where they stick to their own races, like in prison. There's usually a trope in, like, in stupid action movies where, like, a street gang harasses someone. So it's like a mixed race street gang. There's like a white guy, a Latino guy, a black guy, and like an Asian guy. And it's like, and so, I don't think that's what a real street gang is like. Wow, they really need to, like, fastly intercut a case closing. That was intense.
Like, huh, I wonder what happened to the drugs. Oh, they closed the case.
Oh. Take us to Florida. Oh, really? You'd see some guys running after a random truck. What?
I can't understand a fucking word either of them say.
I'm not. Once again, people are talking about sons or something. I think he's saying they have too much drugs to move or something. And he's suggesting this go about asking people if they want to buy drugs or something. Jeez.
I thought this movie was supposed to be like sad and depressing. It's just,
I guess this is sad for normies.
It was supposed to, it's like one of the most fucked up movies of all time.
I think
it's actually really, really boring.
Yeah, I think they should, not to like encourage people to take drugs, but I think this should show how fucking amazing being drugs is on and why people would do this to themselves. It's something that usually, something that Breaking Bad got right, where like when Jesse takes heroin, it seems like he's going to fucking heaven or something. And it's like, oh, I understand why someone would literally just want to do that all day and nothing else. Well, this is like,
You could be on a zillion uppers. There would be absolutely nothing like this. In fact, she'd be on like fucking cloud nine.
This is like an excuse to do lots of weird editing and stupid shit like this. Dare I say, TV shows have spoiled me for movies, since TV shows nowadays are literally better than all the quote-unquote classic movies, like Breaking Bad, so much fucking better than this, and they only address actual drug use a few times. Old phones. Yeah, the guy who likes fraud. Oh, yeah. Fucking number, for Christ's sake.
Cuck me already! What the fuck are you waiting for?
Bring that BBC over here.
I've been on Paul all day!
Read no more BBC.
Yeah, what problems does Jared Leto have? Like, at all?
He wants to sell the drugs to buy more drugs?
It seems like.
He has too much product he can make a lot of money off of. Dumb and retarded.
Nah, she looks like this. She's a beautiful woman with a winning sense of humor and a magical smile. She's really gonna win your heart. Straight from Brighton Beach, Brooklyn. Please give a juicy welcome to our very own Mrs. Sarah Goldfarb. Juice by Sarah. Juice by Sarah. Juice by Sarah. Whoa, you have on. Probably unplug that fridge. Hey, is your refrigerator running?
I was just thinking that. Oh, she must have taken weed and teleported out of there. Shit, a hologram.
Oh man, she must have smoked like one or two pots. Unfiltered. I thought you'd never ask. This is so fucking stupid. Hey, I'm sorry, this movie's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Sucks because that one bitch is super hot.
Wow, it's like I'm really taking diet pills. This is what it's like.
And hungry.
Please, I'll explain.
Laughing girl, stop webbing.
I don't know, a webbing channel or something. Yeah.
This is like really on the set of the movie. They had to stop filming.
Ran out of budget. We moved the fridge too much. It was really expensive. Okay, this is what she wanted, right? She wanted to be on TV.
This is the big twist. Her life was like a reality TV show, and people were paying a prank on her. They like switched out her diet pills with speed just as a prank.
I actually thought that was her, only like in terms of makeup.
Maybe it is. Sorry, but... Maybe it's the same actress. And she's just been like uglied up for the main role. Who cares?
Why isn't she like loving this? She's obsessed about this for like the entire movie now happening.
She's
like,
scared
the
fridge is gonna get her.
Yeah.
And it's gonna make her. Here's the final boss fight. It's gonna make her eat burgers and become fat again. Nice Pet Shop of Horrors reference. Or whatever that movie is. My parents love that movie where a planet goes feed me, but I have no idea what it is. Little Pet Shop of Horrors or whatever the fuck.
I can't believe there's 30 fucking more minutes of this movie. Just blow our brains out or whatever.
What?
Oh man, this movie's so terrifying. The
freezer
opened up.
Drugs are so bad and stuff.
The climax of this scene.
I'm surprised Americans don't call winter like snow or something. This is
snowy, coldy weather.
Yeah. This is Lisa's average life. Thank you, angel. Shit.
Hey, nigga.
Shit. Shit, nigga, we gotta get your girlfriend fucked. Shit!
Phone cucker. Hell yeah. That bitch fantasizing about my nigga the whole time. Shit. You're right. I love it.
That should be... tips it. That should be a movie. Yeah, guys addicted to cuckolding. If I ever got to make a movie, that's what it would be, since I know it was like viral market itself. Hello? Do you know if this train goes to Madison Avenue? Lisa.
That's exactly what I do if I was on public transit.
I do not go on public transit for this very reason. They went to Florida after the truck?
Yeah.
since it says Florida on that side, so obviously they got went to Florida.
What if she gets on one of those, like, drug rehab shows?
Yeah, they find these. I like how everyone's, like, studying her, like, maybe we should let her on TV. She's very interesting.
This is somebody who didn't try our product. I literally could watch this movie without sound and know it's, like, fucking stupid. Is there sugar in this? Overacting.gif. I think it's Sarah Goldberg. Call Seymour.
And then tell him to meet me at the beauty parlor. I got the red dress that I wore to have. I'm playing the color paramedic and not like a cop to show.
Yeah.
Here we go. I've got all the therapy you need right here. Bang!
Oh my god, her roots were disgusting. Oh, yep, long scene of just sitting around doing fuck all. Yep, definitely dramatic.
It's like I'm really whoring myself out.
I'm literally more interested in that fucking fridge than anything.
The fridge's origin story. The fridge has been mind controlling all these people to act out of character.
The fridge has been the best actor in this entire movie. You see it when the spotlight came on? It's like, my time to shine.
I'm just waiting for the big meme moment.
Yeah. I have cum on my lip. Yeah, this movie's so fucked up.
No
one cared who I was till I got on TV.
Her storyline might make more sense if she was, like, literally doing heroin like these people, but...
She's... I had to have protected sex with that man.
Goddamn, how long you had to... A few days.
Since I was in high school.
Yeah, don't feel too good either, man.
I've had, like, an open wound on my toe for about 15 years, and I'm fine.
I'm trying to think of, if this performance was worse than his Suicide Squad performance would be.
Well, I'm about to find out. This is like the Joker's origin story and why he has so many fucked up tattoos like a grill. He lost all his teeth to drugs.
Oh, is this supposed to be like the twisted fucked up part of the movie? Like,
yeah.
He had an open wound and like tried to make it feel better? Like, okay.
Shit, dude, he's taking heroin and stuff. This is probably a ridiculous question, but isn't her doctor liable for prescribing her the pills? Or am I, I'm taking crazy pills myself, a doctor being held accountable for her. Oh, it's Keith David. Oh, she's gonna get fucking blacked. Shit! Oh, take the BBC, take the BBC.
The cuckening is complete. This is the final cuck. Yeah.
Tucks his fucking dick at his channel. Yeah. Mike.com. And you dress up as a maid, you fucking.
Who is that?
Bitch. Keith David. He was in Community.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, he didn't.
This is why the movie's so Alice fucked up. There's race mixing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's the most fucked up scene so far. Shit. He also played himself in Saints Row 4. And I every time we'd play it, I'd be like, oh, it's Keith David, and turn around, we'd be like, who the fuck's that? And I'd have to explain each time since he doesn't fucking remember anything. What is
the bowl
from my dick, bitch?
He's going down to get some wine.
Some snake oil. Oh, I know it's pretty good, but I didn't take it out for air. This is like meant to be. I'm pretty sure when they're making the scene or writing it or whatever, they're like, okay, it's really fucked up because he's black.
Yeah, exactly.
Since Americans are all weird and insecure. I told your ass, stay away from that arm, see? She. I gotta call Marion, man. Make sure she's had her daily BBC.
I hope she puts me on the phone so I can listen.
Check my chips, fam. Yeah, they can see the green screen outside. Shit. More like play. Sunday night, we're throwing a little gathering. All good people. Yeah, I can't. I'm busy. Anyway, I'm not really hurt. Oh, I know. But it's a real nice taste. I'm not hooked on drugs or anything. I just suck BBC for drugs.
Why did they panel that?
Just had to get some nice mixing in there, guy.
I guess because all men mostly turned off the movie at this
point. Yeah.
Oh, it's got to do something for the women.
Yeah. So Keith David's ass. It was like, he's probably only like 28 there, but he looks like 60 his entire life. And she's going to kill herself because she race mixed. As a race mixer should. That feel when you put your face under the watch and then you get really relaxed.
Pause.
Oh, what?
I fucking don't know what the fuck I did, but all of a sudden it got a niggered.
You can't take any more race mixing.
Yeah, I got triggered really hard.
Uh-oh.
You'd never force me to do that, right, Ruby?
Only ironically.
Okay,
fair enough. You do it for free, not for drug money.
What time are you at?
01:22:31.
What?
1 hour 22 minutes 31 seconds.
Okay.
Sorry, I read out like a safe combination or something. Okay, are you ready to go?
How much time? 31 seconds. I can only get to 1:22:34.
22 minutes and 31 seconds.
Yeah, no, go ahead 3 seconds. I can't get back there.
Nice media player, whatever you're using.
I'm using VLC like a true club.
I'm using Pol Pot player that can kill over 1 million Chinese people. Not
100
million Chinese people. Alright, I'm ready. I'm at like a funny reaction age.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1, go.
Then it's like gonna be like ridiculously mutated or something. That happened in the space of like 6 hours.
No, my arm hurts. Better. Hey, nigga! You got a fucking shot!
Cut it off.
Yeah, that's some really good stuff to say, friends of the day.
Oh no, she's getting appropriate medical help. No!
Oh my god!
Lisa.
It was better not have calories in it. Oh my god, they put a fucking, really good pain killer. Okay, you can hold the camera steady now. Thank you.
That's American to handle my shit. I mean, drugs are good for black people since they go paler. Which is the goal of all darkies.
Is that root beer?
This is how he injects the steroids into his arm to armor.
Let's take a look, pussy. Ugh, you look like shit. His judging eyes.
Like, yeah, I'm sure an ER doctor sees a lot of drug addicts.
Yeah, it's... Oh my god, I've never seen anything like this.
I'll just take these opiates that I leave lying around.
I want to just play blackjack all night long. So I make up this routine. I tell them, man, you guys go ahead, I don't feel good. You guys go have a good time. Sure enough, they leave the room. Ready? One.
Two, ugh, I said blackjack. Then,
as soon as they leave... So I wanted to play black deck on them. Big in my black chips. Next thing I know, this guy is sitting next to me. He's a security guard, and he's telling me I have to leave. Like, for this morning's conversation we're having, right? Oh, my calories.
Eat this nigger. Yeah, that would happen.
It's definitely black.com now. BBC. Just getting scared of all the fat Americans in them.
Oh, this nigga stinks. Root beer.
Oh, you're black.
See, you didn't do nothing. Literally, I just sat here.
You're guilty of being black. I learned some weights.
You're a real crazy bitch.
It's bitch raping time.
Alright, this is gonna go right up your pussy hole.
Obviously being faked. They should have done it for real.
This is so fucked up. Exactly what they do at hospital.
Oh my goodness. She's gonna have sex, which is just as bad as like being in an insane asylum.
Nigger Cock Lovers Anonymous.
Some bad news. My jerking off arm is rotted off, so I'm gonna have to be jerking off to you getting fucked by niggers with my offhand.
My mouth. I can't come. My arm looks like shit.
Just wait for me, alright?
Don't take that BBC until I get there. I can't come without it.
I love you. Oh. She's like trying so hard to act. She's like, get this movie over with. Actress. He's like, alright, now dab your face with the tissue. Very good.
So, Mrs. Gold Farm, we've tried...
We found the refrigerator, ma'am.
You don't seem to be responding. I believe we might be at a point where we might want to try some alternative methods. We've had excellent results with ECT in the past. So if I can just get your...
Have you tried DEF?
John Hancock is another annoying American town.
Johnson Hancock.
Yeah, big Johnson. What did they get arrested for? Niggers in a cage. Jump out.
I think we downloaded the bad torrent.
Oh yeah, you're right about that. Including
man,
this movie.
One fucked up movie. They can't keep the fucking camera steady. Trump? Oh no, no, that's Ted Cruz. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. I'm very scared. Welcome. There's Obama. There's Obama welcoming people to the FEMA camp.
Putting in a concentration camp.
They're okay for work. What's that?
Literally looks like Ted Cruz.
Look like Rand Paul.
Taylor, she can't hear.
Comes the meme scene. Nigger.
What?
They're literally enslaving them? What's happening?
They're all tripping again. They hit that weed.
Not okay for work.
Pussy.
They're going to, like, Bernie Sanders Gulag or something. Oh, here we go. Here we fucking go. Here's the big meme scene. Here's the Y2ND scene before memes were a thing and they were called fans. Lisa. See Betty. Root beer. Keg. Ace tight. Ooh. Kang, Kang, Lisa, Lisa, Kang, 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 Lisa, 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 Kang. see Betty in the army. See Betty in the army. Trying to zap all the fucking, all the memes and the troll forums that Lisa's taken too seriously out of her. I bet Kang is doing stuff like this. Or close. And they're fucking her. And he's fucking his friend up the ass with the broom.
Wow, this is so shocking. Like,
damn.
Somebody in jail.
Someone's
trying to get
the
medical
hospital
treatment.
And they're having sex and stuff, and it's bad.
Talk about shocking.
Fake and pretend to come. It's like a woman. I legitimately don't know what's happening with the black guy. Like, what's he doing? He's stirring some porridge? He's been enslaved and is forced to stir porridge, and now he's throwing up in the porridge.
The scene's just unsettling because I can't fucking see what's going on.
Yeah. They were sawing into a bad prosthetic is what was happening.
You can't hug her with one arm.
He'll get a badass metal arm. like the Winter Soldier to be in Suicide Squad.
Sometimes you take so much nigger dick to die. Yay.
BBC.
Nothing more shocking than seeing a chink.
Why is there like blood coming out of his arm? Are they giving him blood transfusion?
They cut his arm off. Oh my god! I didn't.
Fucking radical.
Shocking. What? Wasn't that the wrong arm?
That's shocking. That'd be a fuck up.
That was his right arm, right? It was, they cut off his. They're like, oh, whoops. That would have been
tough. Okay, second try. I'm sure that happens. Literally, what's happening? He's in a gulag or something?
I have no idea. He got arrested for drugs?
And then they literally enslaved him and made him make porridge.
Now she's like helping now? That's good.
All white people look the same, so it's hard to tell. Lisa's future.
Oh. Yeah, you're a freak.
I guess that's what she gets for trying to lose weight. Mm. That's what Americans think will happen if you try to lose weight. It's like a fat positive
people
movie.
People like this movie. This shit was
then
terrible.
She's like really comfy and happy that she's a massive whore. Yeah. I guess she got a happy ending.
Finally, I got satisfied.
That comfy feel when you're a whore. That comfy feel when you're a nigger that's been put in his place. As a slave in a gulag or whatever. Then he's gonna get raped in prison, hopefully.
Race makes me gross.
And she has a happy ending too, because she gets to be in a stupid TV show in her head. Give a juicy welcome to Mrs. Sarah Gophard! I'm delighted to tell you that you have just. What a coincidence that she got fucked up on drugs and so her son did.
Wow, what a shock. Just got engaged and is about to get married this summer. Will you please give a warm and juicy welcome, Harry? Wasn't this show about losing weight? What the fuck?
I don't know.
Now it's like a game show or some stupid shit?
I don't know. Americans. She was insane the whole time, and this is all her dream. The entire movie has been her dream. And it turns out that she is the fridge. No, it turns out her husband's the fridge, and that's why she was talking out loud, because the fridge could hear. Wow.
Clearly
so
not the
deep.
Audience of people who saw this movie.
So deep. With Christopher McDonald as the fridge.
Alright, I cannot delete that movie off my hard drive fast.
Yeah, get fucked, fuck off. It was also like shit and low budget, and you could tell the sets were shit and cheap. And it was
Jesus Christ, that wasn't okay, David.
Movie.
What
I don't
what
know.
The
look
fuck
up
was the
this.
Budget on this movie?
Docs this movie. Requiem for a meme. It's a meme. This is a good movie.
Psychological drama film.
It was directed by Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah, it wasn't. David,
Darren,
David Fincher
awful
makes
movie.
Good movies. This guy did Black Swan? What?
He does a lot of pretentious movies that are actually, like, badly filmed. And all dark, and I'm sure he has some gimmick where he films it and, some old film format or something that all these pretentious fucks do. As if anyone's going to see it in the original form.
I did get some really good screenshots for Tumblr. I will say that.
Good. Maybe this was epic and groundbreaking like 16 years ago when it came out, although I doubt it since like there's a lot better movies released in like 2000, but maybe like the rapid cutting or something was meant to be impressive or whatever, and we've seen it reused too many times, but I doubt it. Thankfully in 16 years time from now, and people are like, oh man, remember like Transformers 5, that was an amazing movie, it can be like, no, I knew that was shit at the time, don't worry. Also, I had a similar thing where it was like, people look back at like the hairstyles, like the big poofy hair that they had in the 80s, like, well, that looked ridiculous. Like, I wonder if in the future we'll look back on the hairstyles now and think those were ridiculous. No, don't worry, fucking people shaving half of their head looks fucking retarded now.
I liked her outfits, but the rest of the movie's pretty terrible.
I liked when she dressed up as a whore and then got pimped out by a black man, unironically. They should have an entire movie about that. I'll just go to blacked.com.
What the fuck was a shot of her in the all ripped up t-shirt? It's literally the only good thing in this movie is her style. The rest of the movie is like so fucking garbage. It just made me want to like fucking hang myself or something.
Made me want to take lots of drugs. Made me want to smoke a bit of weed so then I could get teleportation powers and talk to a fridge. And not lose weight.
Like, these people were shitheads anyway. They were fucking...
The woman was fucking miserable and was going to fucking kill herself anyway, but now she's, like, in protective custody, so, like, that won't happen. And then all of the other people were, like, scumbags who were, like, trying to, like, cut down drugs with probably something dangerous that would kill people, and it's all their own fucking fault. And race mixers.